Item 11. Afterwards recategorized as patient 68-X. This entry cannot be substantiated with an accordant specimen. Indeed, you future researcher must labor with a meager description of what this researcher observed. When the specimen was collected, it was a neatly bound bundle of brown hair wrapped tightly with a piece of black wire. Later, when I asked an assistant to bring it to me as part of the interview process with the patient, observational calculus, the bundle of hair crumbled to dust in the assistant's palm before my eyes. This obviously caused some amount of consternation in the room, and I like to think I would have masked my alarm quite well if it were not for what happened next. Welcome to Ash and Snow.
Man, just picking up weird hairballs, and at least it's not teeth, man.
At least it's not.
I don't know. I feel like it's all pretty creepy all the same.
Yeah, but it's still better.
Hairball disintegrating, weird man with teeth that definitely is going to try and eat you.
Is disintegrating, that means they have had it for a very, very long time. Whose hair was it? I have questions. Why did they have it?
Well, we'll have to find out.
No, we're about to get murdered.
I don't know. If it was a choice between, like, a bunch of hair, because I have pulled a ton of hair out of, like, a clogged drain, and finding, like, a couple of teeth, I think that I'd prefer the teeth. They're just cleaner. Less gross. But spookier.
Like, loose I could get, but, like, just a dry ball of hair that someone has deliberately tied up, like, that's not as bad.
When we normally hear these openings, we are freaked out, right? We're trying to distinguish it, but for this one, we're just trying to figure out the logic.
Well, usually it's weird teeth that are leading towards cannibalism. This is just, we got weird hair.
Yeah, this one's far less, so far because we need to hear more, just less threatening as a default.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Just like you walked into a barber shop and just like, hey, look what I found.
Yep. I wouldn't be enthused if I found just like a clump of crusty, dusty old hair in a barber shop and be like, do you clean in here?
I mean, they didn't say it was crusty and dusty. It was deliberately tied hair.
Yeah.
For all we know, the tie was like a hairband and someone just like clipped their ponytail off.
They said it was like wire. You wouldn't wire your hair. I mean, okay, I have my hair.
They don't have elastic back in this setting, so... You gotta tie it somehow.
Rubber is beyond.
But it's a theatrical wig. I don't know.
In this world of magic, they can't possibly have hair ties.
No.
No, not at all.
Denied!
We reemerge in a scene of calamity as our heroes are fighting desperately against Kanipo the Slim in his throne room. The battle has been tough so far, with several of the party members going down, but so far, they're all still alive. But for how much longer? We re-engage the battle with Kanipo just starting his turn. He turns to Mia, says, surely you see how weak your friends are. They cannot protect you, and I do not want to hurt you. Simply say the word and help me dispatch of them, and you shall be a queen of the night.
With all disrespect, no. She like stomps her foot.
Then watch as your friends die before you, and the exact same scenario still happens. hits. With that, he does a shadow pull on Freya.
Oh, I'm literally right in front of him, too.
Yes, you are. He is affecting you with his shadow feed ability. So I need a fortitude save from you.
It's about normal. That is a 5 on the dice for a 12.
Well, you are 1 point shy of it being a critical failure, so lucky you. However, you will still take 8 points of mental damage and be frightened 1 as part of your shadow is stripped away, and it feels as though your skin is being flayed. That is one of his actions. His second is to down one of his claws on you at full map. But he gets a natural 1, so he misses you entirely. Next move is for Vin.
Freya's still up.
Yes.
Yes.
What is the rule for, like, dragging her out of the way? What would the action economy be to try to interject myself between her and Kanipo?
Yeah, so I have looked this up before. You can carry someone as long as you have the bulk to be able to do that. Medium creatures are 8 bulk, I want to say, which many people who would even think about dragging other characters usually have available. So it's simply a matter of using an interact to grab them and then to move yourself with them to the place that you want to go.
All right, so then that's going to be my goal. I'm going to take 1 action to stride, 1 action to interact, and move Freya, hopefully willingly, back a step, and take my 3rd action to strike then.
Okay.
Interjecting myself between Freya and Kanipo, I will bring this pole arm down and hope for better rolls. For a critical miss, according to Foundry, 3 plus 9 for 12.
Yeah, 12 is not going to hit. Kanipo does not have a reaction to that. So you are still fine. And we move over to Varen.
Well, this man is seemingly just kind of able to get around wherever he needs to in the room. So trying to keep him in a good spot is kind of difficult. However, I can get myself into a good spot. He's pressed himself against a wall, so we're not going to get any flanking, unfortunately, here. However, just kind of going to see Vin rushing up. Have I given you encouraging words this fight, Vin?
I don't believe so.
You haven't had a lot of nice things to say to everybody so far.
There. Just kind of rush up behind Vin, level the shot out, fire off a shot, and kind of gesture over to Vin. We've got him cornered at least. Keep on your feet and we should be able to deal with this. We're going to do our attack roll first here for a total of 21 to hit.
21 is barely a miss, but still a miss.
But then we're going to give our diplomacy here to try and get Vin some stamina back. I've already used it on Freya, otherwise you're in a kind of a bad state being already wounded. But that's not going to pass. It's a DC 15, only a 5 on the die, unfortunately. So
Vin's still mad at you. It's not you, it's me.
No, it's totally you.
But that's 3 actions. Move, try and shoot him, and trying to pep Vin up a little bit.
All right, then.
Even if it's just out of spite.
Next is Mia, as you see all of your friends flocking to your defense.
I'm going to go ahead and use Forbidding Ward, on Vin. Ward an ally against an attack or hostile spell from the target's enemy. That target ally gains +1 to status bonus to armor class or saving throws against target's enemy strength, enemy attack, spells, or other effects. There you go, Vin. Do the thing.
Okay, Varen now has the effects of Forbidding Ward.
Vin has the effects.
Vin has it.
Did I say Varen again?
Yes.
Yeah. We really should have coordinated this of different, like, at least starting letter names. Okay. We're too far in now, though.
No, this is great. I love.
Vin has Forbidding Ward now. Is that all of your actions? Yeah.
I'm going to back myself up over here-ish and just kind of be in the back, watching everything. And also, like, blinking a lot, because my eye, like, Mia's eyes are getting really fuzzy, so it's really hard to tell what is who.
Okay.
It's just a lot of shadows at the moment.
Gotcha. Freya.
I was moved last when then I, because I wasn't sure where I was being moved to, or if
I would just try to push you back. Just try to give you some space to maneuver.
It is unfortunate that everything I do involves me needing to be in melee.
Mechanically, it wasn't a great idea, but
it was like, I'm going to have to spend an action to move back into range.
Maybe have a ranged attack. Maybe I misjudged. I blame society and Florida, but that's okay.
Spells that I have.
What? Why Florida? Hold on. Pause for thought.
Hey, you can always blame Florida.
That's fair.
I can say that. I live here.
I do too.
So I am going to spend my first action to move back into melee range with Kanipo as I will use my other two actions to cast Gouging Claw. Unfortunately, I don't have the actions to spell strike with it. But as my hand turns into the sort of the feral sort of claw, the nails elongate, and you see the veins, and I just sort of reach out to try and just slash at him.
Okay.
You just hear me in the back. You can do it, whatever that was.
No.
Have more faith in yourself.
You know what? I really don't want to go with this. I'm going to spend my one hero point to reroll this because I'm tired. Literally not any better, but at least it's not a critical miss.
Yes, the first roll was a 10. Now it's 13. Unfortunately, both of those are failures, but at least not a crit failure. So I believe that's all of your turn.
Frighten go away at the end of this turn or the turn following?
Frighten go away at the end of your turn. It is now Kanipo's turn again. He is going to take a slim step back into the shadows.
Oh, come on. Of course he is.
You have a feeling.
I know, I'm dumb. I was trying to not be dumb, and I ended up being really dumb.
That's the story of this campaign.
He is able to
step out of a bit of wall with the darkness appearing behind Mia.
First of all, rude.
Going awesome. To try to grab you.
Alright. This is where I die, y'all. Sorry. I tried.
Alright, so what is your fortitude DC?
With that shadow step, I don't know, like, get you any attack of opportunity, Varen?
No, he has to be within 10 feet.
What again? I'm so sorry.
What is your fortitude DC?
15. Jesus fucking Christ.
So that is a 19 versus your 15. That is a regular success. So you are now grabbed.
Okay. Cool. I love this so much. What does it feel like? Out of like sheer curiosity, I've wondered what this weird shadow person feels like. So what does it feel like?
Oh, like the texture of him?
Kanipo. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's a weird question.
Think of a raw plucked chicken that you get with the skin. About that.
See, from the art, it just makes me imagine like a person-sized hairless cat.
Oh, God. See, now all I'm visioning is, you know, the creepy thing from Pan's Labyrinth with the hands for, like, in the eyes and the hands? Yeah, that's all I can think of, but, like, in a shadowy, amorphous blob. Like,
that is more of the image that I want you to go conjure and keep it than
no giant hairless cat.
Unfortunately, it's basically a big Cheshire cat with the artwork. Anyway, he is going to grab you and tries to demoralize you.
Okay.
Saying, you don't know what you're giving up. You don't know what a mistake you're making.
Yeah, well, it's my mistake to make. She's just, like, squirming around.
Despite your snappy comeback, you can't help but feel a chill, as perhaps you have gotten into more than you bargained for, making you frightened one.
So how does frightened one work? Can I do anything?
Minus one to everything involving a d20 on both sides. So minus to all your saves, minus to your AC, minus to all skill checks, minus to all attack rolls, minus to your spell DC.
Cool, great, awesome. Love this.
But it goes away at the end of your turn.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But it is now Vin's turn.
Vin turns around, weapon out, going, and run right to him. What I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to shove him. Not necessarily to move him, but more to see if I can get him to let go of Mia. So we are going to attempt the athletics check. I think I'm good at those. Not that it has mattered much this combat, what I'm good at. 10 plus 8 is 18.
I mean, if that beats his fort DC, you could grab him.
Unfortunately, it does not. It's a little bit shy.
A little bit shy, you say?
Yes.
I don't want Mia grabbed. I'm going to hero point this.
Okay.
I appreciate everyone so much.
A 23.
15 plus a 23.
A 23 will be a success.
So I run in and the weapon comes out, and I'm just kind of was originally going to take this pole arm and try to stab him. I just turn ever so slightly at the last moment. Instead, my right shoulder goes right into Kanipo, hopefully disabling the grapple. And with that, I'll continue the momentum to turn around and go for a strike using my multiple attack penalty, which will be a critical miss for an 11.
Okay. You are able to shove him 5 feet away, close enough where he is still able to maintain a grapple on Mia, but you definitely stunned him a little bit.
Okay, did I mess Freya up?
No, I had a plan. This actually makes my plan work out slightly better.
Varen, your turn.
Well, do I leave the flank open for Freya?
That was my plan.
Yeah, we'll leave that open for you. And we're going to get ourselves right up to about here with one move action, just right behind Mia with a straight shot at Kanipo, kind of thrown off balance by Vin, just shoulder checking him full on, and then just bring up the weapon. The bird pops out of his arm, reloads a shot into it. We're going to keep doing this until one of us goes down. It's 4 versus 1. Our odds are more likely, but just bring that up and fire off another shot at this man.
Okay.
That is a 19 on the die plus 8 for a 27 to hit. And I hate the fact that that says it is not a critical hit.
Yep. That is just a regular hit.
Oh, but he does have his weakness triggered because I don't need cold iron to hurt you. I'm going to do it anyway. Oh, and max damage on that roll for 10 damage on just the shot plus the weakness.
He takes 15 total damage rather than 10. Congratulations.
Yay!
As I said, I don't need the iron to put you down, Kanipo. Just one good shot.
Mia.
Me!
You are still grabbed, but more of your friends are surrounding you.
And I'm assuming that, like, I can hear them around me.
Yes.
A very loud bang just occurred beside you.
Hi, Viren. I'm assuming the warm one is Vin. I think. I don't know. Anyway, hold on your butts, she says, and sounds equally as terrified. So, question. I can still Oracle cast while grabbed, right?
He broke the grab. He did so.
Right, right. Okay.
Well, at least
you can. Grab, there would just normally be a.
No, I thought he. Because Mia's still grabbed.
Yeah, yeah, no. I'm oh, still okay. grabbed. So, just a
oh, yeah, if you're still grabbed, then, yeah, there's a DC, there's a flat check involved to cast any spells while grabbed. As if they have thematic components.
Okay. I don't think it has a thematic component to it.
If it's two actions, thematic, it'll have a thematic.
Yeah. Okay.
Almost guaranteed.
Basically, okay. Only verbal spells would not have to do the flat check.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
And one of your actions this turn would need to be sustaining that forbidding ward if you wanted to stay up.
Did you use that, Finn?
You did.
I did.
I mean,
you cast it on him. It gives him a bonus to AC and saves.
Yeah, I still have it. It doesn't
but you have to.
Okay.
You have to sustain it, but.
Yeah, you have to spend an action every turn to keep it going.
All right, well, I will happily sustain that, and then I'm just going to try to break free.
Okay.
So that is an unarmed attack roll, athletics, or acrobatics.
Yes.
The unarmed attack is probably best for you.
She could have high dex and be trained in acrobatics. I don't know.
I am actually trained in unarmed.
Yeah, unarmed would be a lot better for you.
Yeah. Hmm.
I'm looking at your stats right now. The other ones are not great. Acrobatics is plus one, athletics is plus zero. Unarmed is plus four. So yeah, make a unarmed attack.
Boop, doop, boop, doop, boop. Did that do the thing? Yes, it did. I didn't do well.
Critical miss.
So, grapple's fun.
I like to imagine that Mia just, like, turns into her human form, thinking that that's going to be, like, big enough for him to, like, drop her.
Yes, and unfortunately, with the critical failure, you not only don't get free, but you can't attempt to escape again until your next turn.
And you have one action left.
Can I bite him?
Yeah.
You
are still able to attack while grabbed.
At a minus five.
At a minus five. You know what? She's just going to do it. She's, in her human form, she's just going to be like, screw this. I'm biting you.
A 15 is unfortunately not enough to hit him as he maintains his grab on Freya.
Okay. I am going to spend my first action to start moving and have moved the 25 feet next to Varen, and then I will spend my second action to go into my dimensional assault. I stand next to Varen, and then I sort of spring forward and go through what appears to be nothing and vanish for a moment before I reappear right behind Kanipo. It's part of the dimensional assault, and I get to make an attack, and it will recharge my spell strike.
Excellent. Go for it.
I used to get so much cool stuff.
Or a 22.
Oh, yeah.
A 22 with the flat-footed bonus is a strike.
For max damage of 7. And then I will use my last action to go into Arcane Cascade.
All right. He takes 12 damage, actually, as you are striking with a cold iron weapon, which burns his flesh.
And that is my entire turn.
Okay. Next is Kanipo. He's going to release the grab on Mia as a free action. And your frightened is gone now too, Mia.
Huzzah! Mia totally scurries away, if she can.
An inch or two back before whatever else he's doing.
Yeah.
He slim steps into a shadow and out close to his throne. Then does a shadow pull in a 60-foot line that is able to hit both Mia and Varen. I need fortitude saves from both of them.
You're real lucky there, my guy. You got exactly to 35 feet.
Mia, that is a critical failure. Do you want to keep that roll?
I kind of have to because I don't have any hero points.
That was a 17.
That is also a failure. But find yourself frightened 1. Mia, you are frightened 2. as he seems to keep on evading all of your friends. Varen, you take 14 points of damage, and Mia, you take 26 points
of mental damage.
However, you resist some of it, only taking 23.
Oh,
wait, it's because you died.
I died.
That still takes you down to below zero. That's wounded two, or dying two.
Yes.
Ow.
Which is the death zone.
Hi, y'all. It was fun.
I have a healing potion. You're getting that next turn.
He was like, you guys got this. Don't worry about it.
So, Mia, your initiative will move right before Kanipo. And that is all of Kanipo's actions, Vin.
I think in my headcanon, he's just kind of running wildly, trying to strike. And at this point, as he was running towards Kanipo, he slim steps out of the way, like hits the side of this wall for a second, and turns around and continues chasing him down, kind of just swinging wildly at this point. We'll one action stride, and then we will strike for a lovely miss. We will attempt the second strike for another miss. This is great. We're doing great. So 15 and 17 will both miss. So he's swinging wildly, and he's probably actually swinging wildly and just not even getting close.
Varen, who is near death at this point.
He just takes this hit, kind of drops down to one knee nearly, coughs up, not quite blood, but what looks like almost a bit of his own shadow, just kind of a splat of black on the ground. Goes to right himself a moment, but sees Mia laid out beside him and just freehand pulls the potion off his bandolier, cracks the cork off. And we can't be having you die, otherwise Kanipo over there will be a bit upset he's murdered his wife-to-be, wouldn't we? And just jam it down her throat.
Okay.
It's supposed to be encouraging, Varen.
So that's going to be two actions. Varen's mad now. Oh, you're going to be my wife, and I'm going to actively kill you. Make up your mind, dude. Only going to be two health back, but you're not going to be rolling death saves in the if you roll a one, you instantly die field.
I love that. Excellent. I love not dying. Thank you.
I still got one action left, and from this distance, I don't have much other choice here. We're going to try and shoot this dude. Again, just stay down. Because of the frightened one that misses by one.
Your hands shake a little bit with your pistol in hand. Very nearly strikes him.
Just grazes right past his... I don't even know if he has ears.
it's ambiguous.
Not zoomed in enough to tell.
Freya, with Mia's initiative moved, it is your turn now.
Okay, I am going to move forward, spending my first action to move right next to Ven, and then from there I'm going to go into a bit of a tumble and essentially try to tumble through behind Kanipo to get some panache.
Perfect.
And that is I gotta roll acrobatics. I unfortunately do not think a 14 is going to
14 does not beat his reflex DC. In fact, that is a critical failure.
Lovely.
However, tumble through doesn't have a critical failure effect, so your movement...
Other than if they can hit me if any reactions or whatever, but he doesn't have any reactions.
Not those kind.
Yeah, not those kind of reactions. So, yep, I am still just right next to him, and we are going to... we're gonna just hit him with the sword.
A 27, a rare strike. However, now I get to do my cool reaction that I've been seeing.
Oh, fun.
Oh, wait, no, actually I can't because he has slim steps since the beginning of his last. Never mind.
What you get for running away.
So you got 4 damage, but he will actually take 9 as, again, you strike him with your cold iron sword. Is that all for you?
Yep, telling him that's our fox girl. You can't have her.
Mia, you're on the ground, but your eyes open up to more fuzzy darkness.
Oh, your forbidding ward falls off.
Yeah.
Because unconscious.
Because I died. Almost died.
Death adjacent.
Question. If I use gravitational pull and pull Kanipo past Freya and Vin, will they get attacks of opportunity?
They do not have attack of opportunity.
Dang it.
Yep. Unfortunate.
I have a very specific attack of opportunity.
Well, you're not over there.
Yeah.
This is why I wonder.
I've got a few more levels before I get an attack of opportunity.
Four more levels if we make it.
Yeah.
I'm not confident we're making it.
I just need one good hit. Let me roll a 20.
I will then just call over to Freya. I believe in you. You got this. Yeah. You got this. And I'm going to cast Guidance.
May I also suggest using an action to stand up?
Yes, I will absolutely. She stands up, but she's still in her human form. She stands up. She's like, oh, those aren't paws. Those are hands.
So that's two actions. You have one more.
Instead of moving further away, I'm going to move slightly closer.
Okay.
I'm going to suggest not adjacent to a wall, because he keeps coming out of them.
I will not be going adjacent to a wall this time. I'm just going to go like
here. All right. Perfect. It is now Kanipo's turn.
Y'all, I'm going to die.
I'm quite possibly going to die as well.
You're not going to die. I gave you guidance. You can do anything.
With Vin so close and Viren having been such a cocky thorn in his side, he is again going to do a shadow pull in a 60-foot line targeting both Vin and Viren. So I'll need fortitude saves from both of you.
My frighten should be gone.
24 fortitude.
That's a regular success.
26.
26, also a success. Nothing happened to either of you. He growls and slashes at Freya.
It's a critical hit.
What is your wounded value, Freya?
One.
So he does 14 damage. You take 11, though, as you go down to dying three.
Yep.
Freya, your initiative will move back in front of Kanipo. And now it's Vin's turn.
Freya, you have a potion on you?
It's in my bag.
I'm going to take an interact action to shuffle through Freya's bag, pull out a potion.
Yep. My minor healing potion.
And I will throw it down her throat.
Hey, I rolled a 7.
Yay.
That's as much damage as he dealt to you without the crit. You're in a very dangerous place now, though, because while you have health, if you get crit, you're dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take my final action and swing 23.
A 23 will hit, even though you don't have the benefits of flank.
Oh, that's surprising. All right, bringing the weapon down for a minimum damage of 5. 1+4.
He does take that 5 damage as you don't have a cold iron weapon at hand. Or silver.
Freya did not have to roll a death save. I'm going to call this a win. And
that's absolutely a win. If she rolled a 1 or a 2, she was dead instantly.
Oof. Viren, you're up.
Not doing great here. Going to just grit his teeth. Take a step forward so he's not in line to be easily hit here. And also step away from the walls. Yeah, if you have anything to help, we're going to do our best to make sure he doesn't come any closer. But we're running on low here. He's not going to get you if I have anything to say about it. This is going to be some encouraging words for Mia. Diplomacy attempt. Let's see if I can beat a 15. I beat a 15. So you're going to get 6 stamina back.
Ooh, baby.
And, well, last action here is going to be to try and get a shot off on this man. Please, just give me the 20, Foundry. Please, I beg you. That's half of a 20. I'm going to go down even if I succeed on a save. I'm hero pointing that.
Okay.
To an 18, that's at least a hit.
That's a 26 total. Yes, that is absolutely a hit.
Oh, boy. That's going to be 8 damage plus the weakness trigger.
Now I get my reaction. He does a phasic defense where he takes a slim step and does not take any damage. Oh, wait. Move them out of the range or area of attack. Yeah, we had this last time.
Yep. Hey, guess what, bud? I'm in the middle of the room. You ain't fucking getting away from me. I got a gun.
He'll at least move further away from both of Vin and Freya. But yes, you see this coming and are able to take a shot at him.
Just see him move towards Mia, track this shot over, fire it off, hits him as he's coming out of the wall. Still breathing heavily, 2 hit points. What did I tell you, Kanipo? I don't need the cold iron. And as far as it seems to me, I'm the biggest threat in the room to you right now. You're going to try to get to Maya. You may as well come for me first.
You tell him, Viren.
So Kanipo doesn't just take 8 damage. He takes 13. So he is now looking pretty bad. Mia, it's your go.
I'm totally going to use Spray of Stars now that there's nobody in my way.
All right. I don't know that we've seen this ability of yours.
I have not.
Before. I don't think we have.
I haven't used it yet, like at all. Mainly because everyone's always been in my line of sight. So I'm just like, ah, oh, God, you people. Mia closes her eyes for a moment and she kind of lifts her arms up and then brings them down and pushes them forward and just like sparks of shooting light just go straight towards Kanipo.
All right, so he'll have to make a reflex save.
Correct.
DC 18.
So he does succeed with a 22. However, he'll still take damage and be dazzled for a round.
Yep.
Yeah. Dazzled for a round on a success is real nice because that's mischance.
So go ahead and roll the damage, and I will have it. 2
1
takes 1.
Womp womp. I tried, y'all. Mia kind of like shakes her hands. Like, you see the like palms of her hands are like slightly burnt.
Ow, you still got 1 action left.
Still do have 1 action.
I'm going to move towards Freya, which is really just like a step.
Okay.
Boop. And set myself up to heal her next round.
Okay.
But that's all my turns.
Freya, your turn.
Yes. Unfortunately, I'm just about to move.
Well, that's okay. I can still heal you within 30.
Yeah. Sort of being like, okay, you're okay. Go around Mia. Spend my first action to close in on Kanipo. And then we're going to do a spell strike. We're going to spell strike Gouging Claw as I run my hand along the blade and it grows all of the claws and fangs and just sort of underhand it, bring it, sort of like try to cross his jaw. Wish there was an easy way to spell strike. Unfortunately, it still says I'm prone. Oh wait, I was prone, so I have to spend. So it would only be a regular attack because I wouldn't actually have to spend an action to get up and then move. But yeah, there's a miss, critical miss at 11.
Okay.
Womp womp.
Next is Kanipo. Varen, he takes your words to heart. Going past Freya and running up to you. I have had enough of you.
And I have had enough of you. Bang. Because you decided to take a move action, running up to me, my guy. Just gonna bring Long Winter up and level it straight towards his chest as he's running in. Bang. 26 to hit. Max damage of 10 plus 5 from the weakness for another 15 as he runs in.
Oh, baby. See, I told you, we're gonna commit the murder.
He is running towards you. You level your gun at him and fire. His head swings back as his body falls to the ground and starts to dissolve into a shadowy mass. It dissipates, leaving a single key looking like partially a leaf in jade. And you all have won your battle against Kanipa the Slim.
Baron doesn't even stop for a moment. The second that key shows on the ground, just scoops it with his free hand and sets it into his jacket.
Excellent. As you all are just starting to catch your breath, you hear another voice in this room. It is high-pitched, a little squeaky, and it says, "Well, well, good for you. Now, do you mind letting me out of this cage?"
Where did that voice come from?
Just a slow turn from Baron towards wherever that voice is, and immediately just loading the gun from the bird on his arm.
You look around, and you see a small hedgehog. He is wearing suspenders and a little hat, and is inside of a birdcage right now. He says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're going to want to hear what I have to say. Who this hedgehog is, what he has to say, and how our heroes will get back to their world. We'll have to find out on the next episode of Ash and Snow."
Ash and Snow uses trademarks and copyrights owned by Paizo Inc., used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Ash and Snow is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo's Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. Ash and Snow is copyright 2024 by Skulltale Entertainment, LLC.